This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, on Tuesday, State Superintendent Ryan Walters announced the initial members of an advisory committee that will guide what Walters calls a complete overhaul of the state's social studies standards. The standards are revised every 5 to 7 years, and the next revision is set for 2025. How does Walters want the standards to be revised, and what do these appointments tell us about the direction Walters wants to go?
Walters said Tuesday, "Oklahomans, citizens, parents, and business leaders alike are disgusted with the lack of civic knowledge, love for our country, and historical education among our young people. It is crystal clear," he said, "that we need to return to more rigorous social studies standards that emphasize the unique and exceptional nature of the American Republic, promote a proper understanding of the nation's founding, and instill pride in our civic traditions and Oklahoma heritage." Walters also noted the revised standards will incorporate the introduction of the Bible as an instructional resource and ensure that social studies reflect accuracy and not politically slanted viewpoints. The new standards will also include a renewed emphasis on biography and the study of inspiring leaders in history, he said. And Walters' executive committee is a who's who list of conservative voices, including the leader of PragerU and the Heritage Foundation's executive directors, among others thus far.
Yes, the group is decidedly Christian and includes people affiliated with conservative religious groups, educational institutions, think tanks, and conservative talk show hosts. We don't know who else might be appointed, but there is a state statute that establishes parameters for social studies core curriculum. What does that statute say?
The statute requires the state's social studies curriculum reflect the racial, ethnic, religious, and cultural diversity of the United States, including but not limited to African Americans, Native Americans, and Hispanic Americans. The U.S. history component required in the social studies curriculum also must include information about Juneteenth, commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. There are also statutory requirements to teach about the Holocaust, as well as the founding documents of the country.
How are opponents of Walters' plan responding?
Several House Democrats voiced concerns about the announcement. House Minority Leader Cindy Munson, for example, said, "The state superintendent continues to put his extremist political agenda over the needs of Oklahoma students and teachers. His executive review committee is made up of extremist Republicans who are seeking to strip Oklahomans of their right to freedom of religion and a well-rounded public education."
Sean, what will the process be for completing the curriculum revision?
Walters was not specific about the process that would be used. Traditionally, the standard revision process lasts several months and includes an opportunity for public input before the standards are presented to the State Board of Education for its consideration. The legislature, according to state statute, has an opportunity to review the standards as well, and can approve or disapprove them by a joint resolution, or even suggest changes be made in the standards. If the legislature takes no action, which usually has been the case, the standards are considered approved.
The state Senate returns Monday to complete the special session called by Governor Stitt to confirm his appointment to the Oklahoma State Board of Regents. What will they do?
The Senate Education Committee will meet at 10 a.m. to consider Stitt's nomination of Jennifer Callahan, an attorney and rancher, to the OSU Board of Regents. If approved by the committee, Callahan's nomination will go straight to the Senate floor for its consideration. And if the Senate approves the nomination, it likely will adjourn the special session sine die, since Callahan's nomination is the only thing in the governor's call. Senate Republicans also are expected to meet Monday to select a new President Pro Tem designate to replace outgoing Senate Majority Floor Leader Greg McCourtney, who lost his reelection bid in June.
After the special session ends, what work will happen next at the Capitol?
Lawmakers will soon begin meeting to consider interim studies. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat approved 39 studies at the end of June for possible consideration in his chamber's committees in the coming months. And more than 100 studies were requested in the House. Speaker Charles McCall is scheduled to announce the list of approved studies in that chamber by the end of the month.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
And that's Capital Insider. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.